In India, geographical indications are used for products like Basmati rice, Darjeeling tea, Feni, Alfonso mango, Kanchipuram silk sarees, and Kolhapuri chappals, highlighting regional uniqueness. Registered geographical entities, geographical indication entities can prevent unauthorized use through civil or criminal action. Industrial design. Design protection is an IPR that safeguards the visual appearance of an object, including shape, pattern, color, texture, and ornamentation in two or three dimensions. It covers both three-dimensional and two-dimensional features. So, registered geographical indication entities can prevent unauthorized use through civil or criminal action. Industrial design. Industrial design protection is an IPR that safeguards the visual appearance of an object. So what we are trying to say here is that you have given the patent rights to a company X, whereas a company Y has copied that design through some ways and means and produced a similar looking product. But X, who has the actual patent rights, can safeguard the product through the visual appearance of the object, including the shape, pattern, color, texture, and ornamentation, which means that if Y's product is similar in either of these ways, they can be prevented from using or selling the product. The Designs Act 2000 in India, aligned with the TRIPS agreement, protects original, commercial, and aesthetically appealing designs. So what does the Designs Act do of 2002? It is aligned with the TRIPS agreement, and it protects the original, commercial, and aesthetically appealing designs. Plant variety. A new plant variety is protected by the state if it is novel, distinct, and stable under the Plant Protection and Protection Act of 2001. A plant breeder is granted exclusive rights to produce and reproduce the material, condition it for propagation, offer, sell, export, import, and stock it for these purposes. So today, to encourage farming and new ideas of sustainable farming, plant variety is protected, which means that a person who is in the farming business and is experimenting with vegetables or with other plants, he can come up with a new plant variety which is protected by the state if it is a new idea, a new type, distinctly different from others and stable under the Plant Protection Act of 2001, which means that the plant, given its required conditions of growth, of survival, of kind of soil, weather, water, etc., should be able to survive, as provided that these conditions are met. A plant breeder is granted exclusive rights under the Plant Variety Act, Plant Protection Act, to produce and reproduce the material, condition it for propagation, that means make it ready for increase in having a harvest or having a full field of that same plant, offer, sell, export, import, and stock it for these purposes, which means if he has come up with the seeds or the starting point of a plant, he can keep stock that and offer it for sale, offer it for exports, or offer to sell it to anybody who wants it. As part of the TRIPS agreement ratification, India enacted the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act 2001, which established the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Authority. The Indian government has currently registered 114 crops under this initiative. This development aims to support agricultural progress by emphasizing the discovery and development of new plant breeds. It also seeks to enhance the seed industry and provide Indian farmers with better quality seeds. So let's see what the TRIPS agreement helped, how the TRIPS agreement helped us and helped the agricultural industry. As part of the TRIPS agreement ratification, India enacted the Protection of Plant Varieties and Farmers' Rights Act 2001, which established the protection of plant varieties and the plants and the Farmers' Rights Authorities. Today, the Indian government has currently registered 114 crops under this initiative. This development aims to support agricultural progress by emphasizing the discovery and development of new plant breeds. It also seeks to enhance the seed industry and provide Indian farmers with better quality seeds. How is this possible? This is possible because there is a motivation for the farmer, for the breeder, plant breeder, to try and look at new varieties, try and breed new plant varieties so that they can be more sustainable and they need not depend only on a handful of sources for the seeds for better quality of plants and vegetables and farms. Layout designs and integrated circuits. The Semiconductor Integrated Circuits Layout Design Act of 2000 was introduced in India to comply with the TRIPS Agreement, aiming to protect layout designs in integrated circuits. What are layout designs? Layout designs refer to the arrangement of transistors and other circuitry elements, including lead wires connecting them, expressed in any form within a semiconductor integrated circuit. Electronics industry, let's look at it once again. The Semiconductor Integrated Circuits Layout Design Act of 2000 was introduced in India to comply with the TRIPS Agreement, aiming to protect layout designs in integrated circuits. With a boost to the electronics industry and make in India, this is important as of date. What is it? We have seen that there have been a lot many electronic companies, electronic gadget or electronic appliance manufacturers who are setting up manufacturing units in the country. Now these plants would not look at only producing what was designed earlier. They would also look at improving those designs, come up with new designs, innovative designs, and hence they need protection. Now these layout designs refer to the arrangement of transistors and other circuitry elements, including lead wires connecting them, expressed in any form within a semiconductor integrated circuit, which means what you see as the pre-printed circuit boards, PCBs, or other semiconductor integrated circuits, it covers all those as under layout designs. The Semiconductor Integrated Circuits Layout Design Act 2000 defines a semiconductor integrated circuit as a product with transistors and other circuitry elements inseparably formed on or within semiconductor or insulating material designed to perform electronic circuitry functions. So which means that the layout design of 2000 defines a semiconductor integrated circuit as a product with transistors and other circuitry elements which cannot be separated, that means inseparably formed on or within semiconductor or insulating material designed to perform certain electronic circuitry functions. Data protection laws aim to prevent privacy, intrusions from the collection, storage, and dissemination of personal data which identifies individuals. India lacks a dedicated data protection law. Though provisions are included in the Information Technology Act of 2000 and the Indian Contract Act of 1872, a comprehensive law is expected soon. Data protection laws aim to prevent privacy intrusions from the collection, storage, and dissemination of personal data which identifies individuals. Take the example of a certain news item which we all read about Aadhaar card data being hacked. You can imagine the kind of damage that data of that kind across the country can do to the country's economy. So protection of this kind of piracy and or this privacy of data has to be protected. India lacks a dedicated data protection law, though provisions are included in the Information Technology Act of 2000 and the India Contract Act of 1872. However, a comprehensive law is expected soon. The Information Technology Act 2000 governs information technology laws, providing legal recognition for electronic transactions and communications. The Act covers grounds for government interference with data, laws on breaches, including penalties for damage to computer systems, tampering with sources, and violations of confidentiality and privacy. So, what does the Information Technology and Cybercrime Act of 2000 do? It governs information technology laws, providing legal recognition for electronic transactions and communications. All our UPI payments, all our banking transactions through network banking is protected under this law. The Act covers grounds for government interference with data, which means today you have seen news items where Facebook, WhatsApp and others have been told to share certain data or with the government, or the government has access to certain data of these apps or these companies. Laws on breaches, including penalties for damage to computer systems, tampering with sources and violations of confidentiality and privacy. In simple words, laws on breaches, including penalties for hacking computer systems, tampering with sources and violations of confidentiality. Intellectual property system. Intellectual property rights are universally classified with minor jurisdiction-specific variations in terminology and registration requirements. Throughout history, intellectual properties has demonstrated that rewarding ownership of inventions and creative work fosters further innovation, driving economic growth. What does the intellectual property system actually give you? Intellectual property system rights are universally classified with minor jurisdiction-specific variations in terminology and registration requirements. So, there would be certain different terms in different countries and registration processes. But the intellectual property system always protects the rights universally. Throughout history, intellectual property has demonstrated that rewarding ownership of inventions and creative works fosters further innovation, driving economic growth. It needs to be understood that unless IP is protected, that means the intellectual property has certain rights attached to it once registered, only then will we have progress in terms of people spending time for inventions and creative works, which fosters innovation and driving the economic growth. The 1967 WIPO Convention protects what? Trademarks, service marks, and commercial names. Inventions, industrial designs, and protection against unfair competition. Intellectual rights in industrial, scientific, literary, and artistic fields. Literary, artistic, and scientific works, performances, phonograms, and broadcasts. So, what does the WIPO Convention of 1967 actually do? It covers and protects all trademarks, service marks, and commercial names, which means logos, brand names, and taglines. Inventions, industrial designs, and protection against unfair competition. So, it protects inventions, industrial designs, and also protects them against unfair competition, which means it has provisions of what should be done if there are violations. Intellectual rights in industrial, scientific, literary, and artistic fields. So, it protects intellectual rights in industrial, that means patents, trademarks, copyrights, in scientific and literary, and the artistic fields, which means films, filmmaking, music, programs, performances, literary, artistic, and scientific works, performances, phonograms, and even broadcasts. In India specifically, the different forms of intellectual property rights are copyright, trademarks, patents, geographical indications, designs, semiconductor integrated circuit layouts, and plant varieties. Intellectual property system in India. The Patent Act was introduced in India in 1856 and remained in force for over 50 years. It was revised as the Indian Patents and Design Act 1911 and later replaced by the Patents Act 1970 after independence. With India's commitment to the World Trade Organization and TRIPS, several new laws were passed to align with international intellectual property obligations, including the Designs Act 2000, replacing the Design Act of 1911, the Trademark Act of 1999, the Copyright Act of 1957, amended by the Copyright Act Amendment Act of 2012, and amendments to the Patents Act 1970, made in 2005. The TRIPS Agreement of 1995 covers trademarks, industrial designs, copyright, geographical indications, circuit layouts, trade secrets, and patents, including plant varieties. The Copyright Act of 1957 protects original works like literary, musical, artistic works, films, sound recording, and computer programs, granting exclusive rights to creators. What does the TRIPS Agreement actually do? The TRIPS Agreement of 1995 covers trademarks, industrial designs, copyright, geographical indications, circuit layouts, all the varieties that India has. What does the Copyright Act do? The Copyright Act of 1957 protects original works like literary, musical, artistic works, films, sound recordings, and computer programs, granting exclusive rights to creators. Let's understand this with examples. If you recall, there used to be, whenever a film was released before the OTT platforms were available, before a film was released in theaters, there was always the copies that were circulated or were leaked to the media, which were available on CDs or on other media for your own viewing. There were also cases where people would take cameras into a theater and film the film which was being shown on screen. Now these are all protected against the Copyright Act. Or for example, the software that you use, the MS Office, that version that you are using, is protected under License Act. Now what has happened over a period of time is the cost of the product doesn't really matter. It is the cost of duplication, which is so cheap that, and it has a high demand, that is what actually motivates somebody to do or violate the Copyright Act. What we need to do as law-abiding citizens is stop using these hacked or these so-called cracked versions of software, or look at or try and go and watch films either in the theater or on OTT where they are officially released. Section 17 of the Copyright Act grants the author ownership and the right to license the work while preventing unauthorized amendments. In 1984, computer programming was added to the Copyright Act with protection for published works lasting 60 years beyond the author's life. Section 17 of the Copyright Act grants the author ownership and the right to license the work while preventing unauthorized amendments, which means that if I write a book today, my book is protected as an owner under the right to license the work while preventing unauthorized amendments, which means that if I come across or if somebody else comes across, I should be informed of an unauthorized amendment to whatever is contained in my book or my article or my presentation. In 1984, computer programming was added to the Copyright Act with a protection for published works lasting 60 years beyond the author's life. Now, this was a very big step that was taken to protect computer programming, because if you look at the year 1984, that was the time where computer software industry was at its peak. It was rather the peak had the journey had just started, and somewhere close to the 1990s, the software computer programming industry actually peaked before the giants came in, where SAP, Oracle, and all the others came in with bigger software that were much more stable, much more compatible with systems. This computer programming has been protected under the Copyrights Act, and the protection is 60 years beyond the author's life. Section 57 of the Copyright Act grants authors rights to claim authorship and seek damages for harmful distortions. Civil remedies for infringement include injunctions, damages, destruction of infringing materials, legal costs, imprisonment, 6 months to 2 years, and fines of 50,000 to 2 lakh rupees. So Section 57 of the Copyright Act grants the authors certain rights to claim authorship and seek damages for harmful distortions. Civil remedies for infringement include injunctions, damages. You can claim damages. You can ask for destruction of the infringing materials, cover legal costs, and also impose a penalty of imprisonment between 6 months to 2 years and fines of 50,000 to 2 lakhs. All this would happen through a civil court, where the judge would decide the best course of action. The Patents Act 1970, hereafter called the Patents Act. A patent protects new inventions for 20 years if they are novel, industrially applicable, and involve inventive steps. A patent requires a technical advance or economic significance and must be non-obvious under the Patents Act. India amended the Patents Act in 1995, 1999, 2002, and 2005 to align with TRIPS, modernizing the law to protect national interests and meet international obligations. A Patent Amendment Act 2005 grants inventors exclusive rights to prevent unauthorized use of products or processes. India is a signatory to the PCT, enabling international patent filings. So what is actually happening? The Patent Amendment Act of 2005 grants inventors exclusive rights to prevent unauthorized use of products or processes that they have invented. And since India is a signatory to the PCT, enabling international patent filings. That means a patent granted in India can also be filed for, and the same idea can be filed for an international patent. The Trademarks Act 1999 defines a trademark as a mark that distinguishes goods, services, including shapes, packaging, and color combinations. Infringement can result in 6 months to 3 years imprisonment and fines from 50,000 to 2 lakh rupees. The Trademarks Act 1999 defines a trademark as a mark that distinguishes goods, services, including shapes, packaging, and color combinations. You will all realize if you visit a second grade city, and especially on the outskirts of that city, you will find small shops, either grocery shops or just the so-called roadside baniya. He would have normally the FMCG products, but he would also have the cheaper alternatives. That means a Colgate toothpaste would appear as Colate toothpaste. The same color combination in the packaging, the same font being used on both the boxes of the original Colgate as well as the Colate. Now this is what this act, the Trademarks Act, protects. Defines a trademark as a mark that distinguishes goods, services, including shapes, packaging, and color combinations. And infringement can result in 6 months to 3 years imprisonment and fines from 50,000 to 2 lakh rupees. So you bring to notice of the concerned authorities that there has been an infringement of the original item or the design, but it is that original designer or the original owner of that design who has to file this case for infringement. A trademark protects marks, symbols, colors, words, etc. that represent goods or services. It can be filed for both existing and future use and must be distinctive and geographically representable. The Trademarks Act refuses registration if the mark is not distinctive or is deceptive and confusing to the public. A trademark protects marks, symbols, we understood this, a logo, a brand name or a logo that is being used that represents goods or services. So it could either represent a good or a service. Services would be airlines. You cannot copy an airline logo for a product. It can be filed for both existing and future use and must be distinctive and geographically representable. And graphically representable, which means that the logo should exist and you should have registered it as a trademark. The Trademarks Act refuses registration if the mark is not distinctive or is deceptive and confusing to the public. So while the company or the Trademark Act prevents others from copying your trademark, it also prevents you from creating a trademark which is similar to an existing trademark, but just a slight difference which could confuse public. The Trademark Act refuses registration if the mark is hurtful to religious sentiments, offensive, scandalous, or similar to existing marks. India is a signatory to the Madrid Protocol, allowing international registration after filing in India. Trademark registration protects brand, elements, name, logo, sound, shape, ensuring distinctiveness and identifying goods and services. So what is the Trademark Act refusing registration for? If the mark is hurtful, so you cannot develop a trademark which is hurtful to religious sentiments, offensive, scandalous, or similar to existing marks, which means you cannot have something that looks like, just for example, Apple for that matter, or looks like Samsung but with a change in spelling. India is a signatory to the Madrid Protocol, allowing international registration after filing in India. So once you have filed your trademark in India, because of the Madrid Protocol, you can also file that trademark in the international market. Trademark registration protects brand elements, which means that once you have registered a trademark, it will protect the name, the logo, the tagline if there is any, the sound of pronunciation of that logo, and the shape, ensuring the distinctiveness and identifying the goods and services that the trademark stands for.